ready, Esther? Okay. We are back on the 12th floor of the State Capitol for the admin portion of the Public Service Commission's regularly scheduled meeting. I'm Julie Fedorchak, and I call this meeting to order. Okay, so on admin, we have a couple items on consent. Move passage of those items.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion is approved.
Okay, so on discussion matters, I think I'm the only one that has some on the agenda. Do you guys, either of you, have things to add to the agenda for discussion? Okay. Then the first one is staffing for the upcoming MDU gas rate case public input sessions. I just wanted to talk a bit and see if either of you plan to go to any of the outlying locations for those public input sessions on the 13th and 14th. I am not able to on the evening of the 13th, but I am willing to go to either Minot, probably Minot would be my preference, but Minot or Dickinson for the noon session on Tuesday.
Well, for me, Commissioner, I'm the same as you. I'm traveling back on Monday, so I'll be tight to get to the 7 o'clock in Bismarck. On Tuesday, I just actually plan to stick around here.
How do we staff those on the other locations?
Usually our staff just joins in at the Bismarck site, and that would be it. The company will have somebody at each one of the other sites. We can send people
now,
around.
But are we, because these are our sessions.
They're actually their sessions.
No.
I think I view them as their sessions to run, but there are public input.
Whose sessions are they to run?
Hopefully theirs. No, there are sessions, but the company usually has does an overview. We expect the company to do an overview, and Mike, they're doing that this time, explaining it in regular terms to people, and then the public can comment or ask questions of us, you know, questions they'd like us to look into, kind of thing. They don't interrogate the company necessarily, but they may have things that they're wondering about, and that's what we're there listening to.
But
Pat,
I'm more
going to add to that.
You just covered it. It's our session, and one of the main reasons we go to that, why we have them, is so that we can hear what the public thinks about the case, the filing,
right?
And maybe issues.
Understand the purpose and the agenda, but they are logistically our sessions to organize and staff.
And
correct? I mean, don't we have to have people at those locations, or does the company do that?
Well, the company often has local people because of their district offices, and so they usually have people there to make sure it stays organized, to hand out our brochures about participation. That we have on the web, but we have some copies, and the company has often handled that for us at the remote locations by their district people. We do have staff usually at the two meetings, not necessarily everyone, but there will be somebody from advocacy staff there because they're listening to what are these problems, what do they want us to look into, and there's usually somebody from advisory staff also, but not necessarily everyone.
Right, but that's at the Bismarck location.
Those would be at the Bismarck unless you want somebody to go elsewhere. We have never necessarily done that, but it's always possible.
I had to finish answering your questions. I'm interested in maybe, you know, spreading ourselves out and going to one or both sessions somewhere other than Bismarck. But I've just been kind of playing it a little bit by ear until we get to actually Monday and Tuesday specifically to see once what comes up regarding legislative bills or something like that we might need to work on. So I'm just kind of holding my schedule open. If there's time a couple hours before, I might head out to one of those directions.
And I think that's fine. I'm just concerned that there's somebody there to open the door and be the person coordinating on with the Ivan, and do we need signs out and, you know, all those logistical things that I believe are our responsibility. Has that all been taken care of?
Generally, in the past, commissioners have fanned out and gone to the faraway locations. I know you're busy, and I will follow up and make sure the company is doing that. On the other side, if you want a staff person there because you guys have things going on, we certainly can fan out and do that ourselves.
Personally, I don't necessarily think that's, you know, a good use of time for you to drive to Williston. Or I think people understand technology. We're using it so that we make it accessible for them, and I don't know that they necessarily expect that somebody from our staff would be there for the actual events. So I'm okay with us not covering every single location. It's a lot. It's a lot of locations. So
I'll check with the company and make sure that there will be somebody at each location.
They have told me they will have someone at every location.
Okay. And then we can confirm with the interactive video folks, too, that all the technology is set and ready to go. And there's okay. All right. Anything else on that?
No, you're on track for sure. The challenge we had last time was with MDU was getting into the Bismarck facility on Monday night. So I don't know if whoever's going to contact them, double check that that's okay. Everything went perfect except for getting into BSC on that Monday night at 7 o'clock. That went south for a while, and then everything else got late. That's the only problem we've ever had with
this. I remember just in that the BSC one that the system went down about 5 minutes before we were supposed to go on air, and we ended up having a delay on that one. But I was at that one, and I helped take care of that. But if you want, I'd be willing to work with the Ivan people to make sure that all systems are go on that.
Whoever is typically the one doing that.
I'm usually wrong because you never know what...
Right, what goes on. Yeah, I appreciate that, Steve. And then in terms of getting our brochures or our what-you-need-to-know items to the locations, to the company person who's going to be there, I think somebody needs to coordinate that in that discussion.
We'll work through that.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about with those public input sessions?
I don't think so. We have a work session ourselves on Monday at 9. We can kind of firm up then. The three of us are doing.
Then just, I assume, I can't remember how we did this the last time. I think since it was my portfolio, I think I welcomed everybody and kicked it over to the company for their deal and then kind of ran the
If you're
Q&A.
Willing, I would request that you do it.
I'm happy to do that.
Because I know I'll be tight getting to there at 7.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
For both of them.
I'd be happy to do it for both of them.
But change it up a bit.
I'll have different jokes the second time.
Okay.
All right. Then the next item is the construction inspection contracts. I suspect that this is going to be kicked over to a work session, but I just wanted to kick this off. We looked at some of these in relation to the refund issue, and then it triggered a discussion with Pat and I and Pod folks about the construction inspection process, what we're asking for, how many inspections we're requiring, and what kind of information we're getting back on the construction inspection process, who's evaluating that information, and the follow-up of all of that. And so I just wanted to bring that to your attention that I think it's something we should look at reviewing. You know, currently we require them to go out one time, I think, during construction for a field inspection. And then I think that we should spend some time looking at what we require of the construction inspection. Maybe it's perfect. Maybe it should be updated a little bit. And then if staff has the capacity to actually be reviewing what's coming back in and, you know, how all of that is going, if they have enough time to get that work done.
So, well, I think it's a great discussion. We had it a couple years ago, and the personnel issues became very apparent then.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great discussion. And maybe we could even add the discussion be construction inspection contracts / siting refund discussion. Pat and I have met individually on that, and I think there's a correlation between those two discussions.
There is. Yeah. In fact, we already have a work session set for that, so maybe we'll just add construction inspection contracts onto that, if that's okay. I think it's next week.
I was thinking thinking the 16th.
The 16th is, and I believe that, yeah. Okay, so we'll add that to
April 16th at 10 o'clock.
Yep. Okay, so do you want to make that addition on that agenda?
We can do that.
Okay.
Could you make it 10 till 12 just in case, since it's two topics?
Works for me. Does it work for you, Randy?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And then we wanted to, we'd gotten some initial information back from the architect on 13th floor server room remodel. We've sort of talked about the upstairs projects in, as being in three phases. The first is the server room. The second would be the conference room. And the third being the offices, when we have more certainty on whether we're going to get them and how many. The server room, Daryl, did we get any bids?
We have construction bids, but I don't have the bids yet on the air handler system. But the construction bid's about $3,500 just for knocking walls down and some electrical work and that type of thing. So it's about $3,500. I'm assuming, and in just a preliminary discussion I had with them, we're looking at about $15,000 for the air handling system and that type of thing. So, but we haven't gotten the final bid on that yet. They're waiting on the company on that one yet.
So the server room,
the construction part alone is about $3,500.
Okay. So the idea here is we need to kind of get this rolling so we can get it done with the funds that we have available this biennium for this project. Are you too on board with getting this project rolling, or what more do we need to evaluate to kick this off?
Well, I think we need the price when we get that.
Right.
And then kind of see where we are by then, if anything has kicked up legislatively that might alter our plans. But I'm sure the day we approve it, the contractor's not going to be there that moment. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just want to make sure that we don't do something that isn't what we end up needing. But I think we do continue moving forward, getting a final price and getting a date when they could start. And that's
they were hoping to have that by Friday. So I should have a dollar amount by Friday. The other thing they did ask, do we want to schedule our contractor or schedule the carpenter, I guess, to start that, at least get him on the schedule. I mean, you can always change it.
Yes.
But right. I would just as soon give him a call or let Lauren know, and then he will schedule him. If we need to change it, we could do that. At least he's on the books then to do that. And that is basically do the construction part, you know, the removal of the wall and those type of things.
I from my perspective, I think we should. Do you have any concerns with getting on the schedule? And we'll evaluate once we get the final bit. So it's just the air handling system?
The air handling system is one. I know there's some other issues about fire suppression and that, but they were working with Steve on what that would be. But I think the air handling system is probably the most crucial part of that.
Will they be getting us all of these at the same time?
Yeah, they will.
Okay,
yeah,
so everything else will be here by Friday.
With the electrician, with the air handling people, and with Lauren over the last 2 days, and he's shooting for Friday. It may roll into Monday. But, yeah, they're looking at getting us across-the-board pricing.
And is this something we have to vote on in a meeting, or no. How do we keep this? Okay.
I think we push hard because the price is going to be what it is. They don't negotiate. We've got to get stuff scheduled as quick as possible. As long as...
Well, that's why I wanted to make sure we didn't have to wait until the next meeting to get this or something special. So if you would get the bids around to all three of us if we have any issues, then otherwise we'll just assume that we'll, you know, and you should get
I do know that the biggest thing, once the air handler system thing is bid, it takes time to order that and to bring that in. So I think as soon as we get that, we're going to have to order that so we have the time that it's here. But they did assure me that they would have the products here, you know, at the appropriate time. So
okay, so
we got to do it.
When that happens, though, there's some the folks up in Jim's, you know, area need to be aware, and that little coffee room then goes away.
Let's rethink here. Wait, no, the coffee room goes away.
Knowing that you can change the later ones, at least get them on the schedule, because if you
That's right.
So you still have the ability to cancel it.
Right.
Get it all.
Get it on the books.
Phase two would be the conference room, but we can't do the phase two until we know, because that would involve converting Paul's office into, and some of that longer area up there. What is that now? A storage area and a sink, kind of?
Right.
Yeah. That would all be converted then into a conference room and a little, you know, yeah, the break room is, it's more of a kitchenette, kind of like what we have down here. And so we need to, where are we on bids on for that one, Daryl?
They're also working on those. Those should be done by Friday as well.
Okay. So that one, I'm comfortable getting that scheduled and on the calendar. But again, we got to just look at the bids and make sure. What are your thoughts on, do you have any thoughts on that one, Randy?
Well, I think same thing. And when we talk about scheduling, I mean, I'm not, if they said, geez, you know, we have an opening, we can start on that on Tuesday, I don't think we want to schedule quite that quickly.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You know, we want to make sure that things play out downstairs before we start.
The way I would look at scheduling, that'd be right after session ends. And that's when we would look we'd schedule it.
You'd order the equipment and everything.
Right.
But to get on the calendar so that it can take place then when we know
that's
for sure,
I think
is the appropriate thing to do.
And then phase three would be the offices, depending on, you know, we're fairly hopeful that we will at least get one, and that, you know, the one right next to Bill's office. And so that would give room to allow for the moving of Paul into a different space and converting that to a conference room and a kitchenette. I think it'll be really nice for all the folks upstairs to have that. It's something we can use just in general for the office, and should be a good benefit to the employees, hopefully having a little area where they can use kitchen and fridge and stuff.
We'll have to look at, you know, even for phase one, there's filing cabinets in that area too that we've got to find a different spot for somewhere.
Yeah, where are we at with moving people from 13 or 12 to 13 in the plants?
Well, that is part of, you know, determining how many offices we get, which is based on get any new staff. I don't know if OMB is going to give us those or not. I will have a conversation with Pam on, you know,
because in my mind,
we can have a few of them regardless.
What we got out of the House is we're going to get one public utility analyst. That's in the House budget. It's in the Senate budget. I think the conference committee is going to be the rail program. I think the natural gas position is gone, and I think the other one, I don't think they come back. Mm-hmm. But I think the public utility position, that's going to go.
Right.
So I think that'd be great to get that discussion, because we public utilities position opened up downstairs, get our money people upstairs.
Right.
I think that's pretty solid. They're not going to pull something out at this point in our budget. If the House approves it and the Senate approves it.
Those offices were given to us because of the rail program and the pipeline program. And so do we still get them if we don't get those? That's the conversation I want to have with Pam and advocate for at least a few of those. And your conversations with the facility folks, it doesn't sound from their perspective that others have asked for that space. So hopefully we'll get to use it. Okay, are you clear, Daryl?
Yep.
Move forward with the scheduling of all the phases and then get us the bids, and we'll approve the phase one, as you know, getting that rolling as soon as possible, followed by the conference room, and then ultimately hopefully the offices. Okay, let's see here. Where did my agenda go? I think that's it for discussion items, so we can move down to scheduling matters. Are there additional items to be scheduled that staff want to add to the list? No? Okay, well, I don't have to do, we just combine that. Okay, so we just have two work sessions. The work session, both on the pipelines. One is the Meadowlark Midstream Little Muddy Creek pipeline. That's the one that we had the ALJ. Has he given us a
There's nothing received that I'm aware of. There's nothing in the docket. I don't know how that comes in, though.
Well, they should. They'll file it. He'll file a proposed order.
Okay. There isn't anything in the docket.
And so usually those things that we wait, well, find out when it'd be, and they file a proposed order. We have a work session, and if we agree with the order, it's easy.
Yeah.
If we don't, then we make changes to it. But not much to have a work session until we see their order.
No, but could we just get one on the calendar? Because that might.
Absolutely.
And then the next one is the hearing we had last week up in Tioga. No, Crosby. And I just wanted to put that, and we can put that out there ways if we need to, a month or so, or whatever. But
get her on the
I just want to get it on the schedule so that it pops up again and keeps everybody focused, the company, too, that, you know, they've got a work session. If they want to get this moving, they can get us the stuff by then.
I checked with Zach, and I have some dates in late April and early May.
Okay.
The earliest available would be April 22nd, 23rd, or 24th.
And are we talking for the should we do them together?
Either. He's an attorney on both, so.
Yeah, maybe we should do them back to back. Do you think that's reasonable? Is that too soon?
Those days are all womped.
Okay, go to the next ones, Julie.
Okay.
I mean, for all of us, with the late night stuff going on, we've got
wind
hearing potentially.
Zach has the afternoon of May 1st.
Or
May 5th, anytime. And after that, I'd have to check with him again because it's schedule's looking really full.
How about the afternoon of May 5th?
That one works better for me.
Yep. We've got Southwest Power Pool in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
May 5th. That afternoon would be wide open.
So should we say 1:30? Go till, I mean, you could notice at 1:30 to 3 maybe, and if we have
And we're doing both of them then.
Yeah. Notice the ALJ one first, Julie, or Daryl, and then the Divide Burke County 10-inch crude line. I forget what that one's called.
What time do you two have that SPP thing noticed for? I just have a whole block of the day.
9 to noon.
9 to noon.
Yep.
Okay. That's it for those two. That was easy. Anything else? Anything for the good of the order?
Just want to mention that performance evaluations are due at the end of May, and I will be sending those out. So for commissioners and for division directors, just to be aware of that.
Okay. And as long as that's on the discussion, walk me through the time schedule again with we get those, and then the pay raises and that whole discussion gets approved by when? Isn't there some timing that they have to get it in by a certain date?
There is. I don't know what that is.
June.
Mid-June, isn't
it? Mid-June, I think, like June 15th.
The $1,000 for employee, quote-unquote, bonuses. June. Josh has got to have an input sometime in June to be effective July 1st.
Josh, if you're still listening, can you come in here? I think, So is you said end of May?
End of May is when the evaluations are due.
It seems like we've set an earlier date to allow for...
And we could do that if you want.
To allow for evaluation, you know, discussions, and then the whole pay raise, because both the performance bonus requests need to go out, too, and you guys, managers, need to nominate folks for that. And so we should look at when we want all of those. Josh, when do we have to have all the pay raise and bonus information decided and in the system to become effective?
You have into July for the pay raises.
Okay.
The bonuses need to be paid out before the end of the biennium. So typically, Commissioner Kolk was right. The June 30th time frame, it'll be paid on the supplemental. Everything will be applied back. So those should be decided in June. But we can go a little longer on that.
So give me a date for the bonuses. When do those need to be decided?
June 15th.
Okay. And the pay raises is June 30th?
You could take it into June 30th, even into July, because those really aren't paid until August 1st. So we have that time frame as well.
Okay, so you get paid for July and August. Is that how this works?
Yes, paid August. Yes, it'll take effect July 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to get before the cutoff for payroll ends.
All right. Do directors have any thoughts and managers on when you'd like to have your evals done? Does it matter if we say, you know, June? Well, you said May 30th. Is that good enough for you? You guys, May 30th for the evals and the proposals for or the nominations for performance bonuses? May 30th?
I think so.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll get that information out to all the directors and to you commissioners as well.
And Julie, just to double check with you and Randy, in my mind that Jim and Sue, Randy, you'd still be doing the lead eval on it. Julie, since you and I kind of flipped jobs, you would do Lana, Josh, Steve, and Daryl, and I would do Mike and Pat.
Sure.
Does that sound right?
Except for we should kind of share Pat.
If you want to do all of them, I'm
no,
cool
I don't.
With that.
I don't need to do all of them.
I just stay.
So who do I do?
You would do basically the business ops groups, and Alana, Josh, Steve, and Daryl.
I'll trade you Pat for Steve. No, I'm kidding.
If you throw Mike in, we got a deal.
Okay, do I put that in the minutes?
So Randy and I each do two, and you have to do four. Just that's the way it's been.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody's always trying to get rid of
Everyone's always picking on you. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.